This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Southern Cortez Community Association has been working to source funding to renovate their deck. I caught up with the executive director, Tammy Collingwood, to find out where the progress is on renovating the deck that serves Manson's Hall.
We're looking out at the deck right now and thinking there could definitely be some improvements, especially with our fencing. We have a grant coming to us in the amount of $25,000, which was awarded to us through Sandra Wood's efforts with the Healthy Communities Initiative, and it's part of the greater project Connecting Trails. And so the deck is something that was a greater vision from a few different organizations in our community. We have about $25,000. We had applied for another grant through the SRD fire mitigation grant, which we were going to incorporate some of that funding into the deck rebuilding using non-flammable materials, as well as doing some skirting around the hall and some brushwork and whatnot to improve our fire mitigation situation here at the hall. Unfortunately, we haven't heard anything back from the SRD, and we're coming into summer and we have a cafe, and there is talk of potentially even more food service happening here through our community kitchen, which has just finally been, we've been approved for short-term permit food sale permits for a long time, but Julie just got approved, like our kitchen just went through rigorous inspections, is now finally permitted for a cafe. And as the summer comes, we're looking at increasing the seating capacity outside in the deck. Even though we haven't received the funding, we're looking at doing some smaller upgrades just to make do. Doesn't look like we're going to get that funding or have time to do a big overhaul project before summer. But what can we do now to just improve the seating, to get a little shade on the deck? And so we're just going to do it. We're just going to start doing it with the tools and the resources and the little bit of money we have, and hopefully some volunteers from the community. I'm going to be putting out some communications on some work bees that will be happening. So one will be for gardening and landscaping, because we do have a bit of a chaotic slope there on the other side of the fence with a lot of brambles growing out of it. It'd be really nice to clean that up and then do a little bit of trimming and then just refinishing what we have. So we have a couple of picnic tables, and we're thinking about building some benches around the railings here. As long as our footings are safe, we're gonna have to make sure our footings are safe to have that capacity on the deck, then I think we can make do a little bit until our full funding comes in.
The cafe went from 2 to 3 days a week, and it's open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Police Cafe. So now it's approved for cafe licensing, which means, are they planning on expanding those hours?
Julie is planning on expanding, and I think there's someone else looking at coming in and doing dinners, but they're just working through their business plan right now to see if it's going to be feasible and what they would like to do. And so I'm really hoping that will happen, because it would just be great to have more
that is food happening. Exciting.
Yeah.
So it sounds like if someone doesn't do dinner service, then there is an opportunity for someone else to do dinner service.
Yeah, we have a full commercial kitchen here, which we do rent out. And there is a process to go through with VHA. And like each individual has to get their own permit. But the water's all been vigorously tested and permitted and licensed and all that. So that's one big part of it. And our drinking water. So if anyone else is interested, there is still availability on the weekends to do something.
And I'm curious, I know that Philippe Figuera and the food bank mm-hmm. had been working with SCCA to provide some refrigeration, extra food storage space. Is that?
No, so that's for the food bank only.
For the food bank.
Yeah.
So what is the potential for a food business to store inventory here?
So we do have 3 fridges. And so there is some capacity for some food storage if it's a long-term renter. And then we always have to keep a fridge free for events. Like sometimes we'll have a wedding and it's going to be catered through our kitchen. And so we do have to keep some space free for those kind of occasional rentals. But Julie mostly packs her stuff in and out. And like she has a fridge here she maintains. And then the dry goods just come in and out. And we have some storage for that. But yeah, not a lot of storage. That's one of the things that we need to work on as well. Like getting an extra freezer and just building our capacity that way for expanding the kitchen.
Freezer space right now?
We do need to buy a new freezer. Yeah.
Deep freezers and dry storage and refrigeration. So in general, any food businesses would need to have a second location where they store all their inventory.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.